Welcome to Art on Air, a feature on the arts in our community from Gallup Arts, the nonprofit arts council serving Gallup and McKinley County. I'm your host, Rose Eason. This week, Art 123 Gallery brings you three questions for a local artist. Art 123 is dedicated to showcasing local artists at all levels, from emerging to professional, opening new solo and group shows monthly on second Saturdays. Today, we're talking to up-and-coming mixed-media artist Tasha N. Tasha is a self-taught Diné artist who grew up south of Gallup and in Arizona. She has a keen eye, finding beauty in the world around her, and, in particular, in the small details that typically go unnoticed. She weaves her observations into well-composed, richly colored, multi-layered, and intricately handled paintings, prints, jewelry, and more. Tasha is constantly challenging herself to learn new techniques and explore uncharted territories. So, Tasha, who or what has been your biggest influence?
I would say that the landscape is my biggest influence, because as a kid, my parents would always tell me there's no such thing as being bored. So I made my own fun. I was sliding down hills and catching lizards and, I don't know, climbing rocks and finding fossils and doing whatever I could outside. And so when I'm creating a piece of work and I think about all the colors and textures and all the things, it just really reminds me of my childhood. So it's like paying homage to all the little things in life that made my childhood really good.
Question number two, what is your dream project?
I actually have a few projects. There's one coming, I have a show coming up at Loom Indigenous Gallery in July. And so I'm getting to bring one of those projects to life. It's gonna be paying homage to my childhood and my parents, because without them, I really wouldn't be where I am and who I am. And so a part of that is gonna be like a multimedia installation. So it is gonna include mixed media artwork that I've done, but it's also gonna have some elements including like touching and sound and smell.
Ooh, that sounds so exciting. Question number three, the third and final question. How do you know that an artwork of yours is finished?
I think that's the kind of hardest thing for me to think about, because I work very intuitively. So I just, an artwork is finished when I feel like it's finished. Like when all the elements are working together and none of them are like overpowering each other. So
that makes sense. If you've ever seen Tasha's art, you can tell it has that finished quality she's talking about, that balance and that intention behind it, and it just speaks to your soul, not to be too cheesy. Thank you, Tasha, for joining us for three questions brought to you by Art 123 Gallery. We look forward to your July show at Loom Indigenous Art Gallery.
Thank you.
Again, you can see Tasha's work at Loom Indigenous Art Gallery this July. You can also see it right now at Art 123 Gallery, where Tasha is a member artist. And you can keep up with Tasha on Instagram at Paco Taco Rocks. That's Paco Taco Rocks, PACOTACOROX. Gallup Arts is also on Instagram and Facebook. You can follow us on social media or visit gallupartz.org to learn more about our monthly events and special projects. Next week on Art on Air, Art Out. We're going to take a field trip to visit an art happening in Gallup. We hope you'll join us.